At an age when most kids were still trying to make simple cabins out of Lincoln Logs, carpenter and furniture designer Jake Block was learning how to measure and cut actual wood.
Need some earplugs?
Block grew up in a family of carpenters. He became acquainted with creating furniture through his father, who did it as a hobby. When he entered high school, he took a wood shop class and began to truly hone his craft.
My uncle was a teacher at school, so we left here about 4:30 in the morning and went to work in the shop for a few hours before school.
Block chose to attend the Kendall College of Art and Design, where he majored in furniture design and began building his business. He received several mentions and awards for his work, including the American Society of Furniture Designers 2011 Student Design Challenge, where he received first place. Block says studying at Kendall broadened his creativity.
I love to draw. I love to create. I love the creative part of it. That was the part that I was missing before I went there. I was more or less doing a pretty simple, generic shaker design. After I went to Kendall, I really learned to think outside the box and come up with my own unique artwork.
Block's workshop is located in his parents' backyard, just steps away from his makeshift showroom in their living room. The space is filled with sawdust, woodcuts, and works in progress. Currently, he's in the middle of creating a table for a customer from an old walnut tree that grew in the yard of her childhood home. Block says it's a way to make a memory that many might not think of.
It's got really gorgeous grain to it. It's phenomenal wood. And, you know, she has this story where it comes from her as a child. This was her family farm they grew up on. Her father and now her brother's taking it over. And now she can have a table of it. And it's, you can't get that if you go to the store. This table that I'm building will last for generations.
His furniture has sloping curves, smooth finishes, and comes in every shade from caramel to chocolate. He makes it a point to get as much wood as he can from local sources, or whatever happens to catch his eye. Words like functionality, spatial, and sculptural have been used to describe his pieces. He's made chairs, tables, bookcases, cabinets, cutting boards, even pipes.
I love the challenge. Every piece of wood is different. It's a natural product, so every piece has its own unique challenges. I love the smell of wood, I love putting things together, the figuring out how it's all going to fit together like a puzzle.
Last year, Block took home Best in Wood at the KIA Art Fair. This year, he's bringing a newly designed rocking chair and coffee table, as well as several other works. Though Block's work carries a signature style, he says he can never put a finger on what will come next.
I like to think of my work as an evolution. Every piece goes into the next, and every piece I do evolves, and every design is informed by the last one, and always changing, so.
Block says he prefers to let the artistry speak for itself, but a backstory never hurts either.
For example, the pipe cabinet where I started with, the doors were a piece of firewood we picked up camping in Arizona. That's Texas Ebony, and then from there.
Block's pieces can be viewed tonight and tomorrow at the KIA Art Fair. For WMUK, I'm Erin Williams.